Welcome to our 12th episode of What's New in NP Tech. My name is Jim O'Reilly. I'm here today with Birgit Pauli-Hock. We are founders of NP Tech Projects, helping nonprofits with technology strategy, project management, and support for content production. Today, we're sharing questions that came from and discussions with some of you listeners, or topics that came up in meetings with nonprofit organizations. Before we get into the questions, though, let's catch up on some NP Tech news. You'll find all links and sites mentioned in the show notes at nptechproject.org/podcast. Look for episode number 12. Birgit?
Hi, everybody. The Nonprofit Times recently published an article, How Digital Donors Are Expressing Their Communication Channels Preferences to Nonprofits. Digital donors are pushing charities to communicate with them the way they prefer. Millennials identify social media as the preferred methods in 43% of cases, followed by email at 21%. Baby boomers and Generation X both prefer email to 30% and 26%, followed by social media also 21% and 24%. This includes nonprofits across the globe who have responded to the survey. Regarding online donation, 3/4 of organizations worldwide accept online donations. In addition, 95% of organizations have a Facebook page, 92% have a website, and 83% of the nonprofits worldwide use Twitter. Credit card processing is the most common way organizations accept online donations, with 82%. PayPal is at 52%. And direct debit at 47%. The least used forms of payment processing are mobile text with 6% and digital wallet with 3%.
By the way, the Nonprofit Times numbers were from the 2016 Global NGO Online Technology Report, published by the Public Interest Registry, stewards of the top-level domain .ngo or .ong, and Nonprofit Tech for Good. They just released their 2017 edition of the report. Check it out at techreport.ngo. On February 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Heather Mansfield from Nonprofit Tech for Good holds a webinar, How NGOs Worldwide Use Online Technology and Social Media.
Speaking of just published reports, the 2017 Nonprofit Communications Trend Report just came out. The team around Kivi LaRue Miller, founder of and CEO of Nonprofit Marketing Guide, published the report last week. It's the 7th annual report on the survey of 1,104 participants from communications and development staff, covering the topics staffing, budget and salaries, time spent on communications, effectiveness, models of communication teams, and job satisfactions in nonprofit world. On the first two pages, they put tweetable findings. What a great idea. Instead of an executive summary, start with bite-sized statements. Let me whet your appetite by reading three of the 24 tweetable findings on time of communications. Nonprofit communication staff spend most time on websites and email marketing. Development staff spends most time on print marketing and events, the least on media relations. The most time-consuming communications activity? Writing, editing, followed by tackling the email inbox. Go and check it out yourself. You can also follow along on the Twitterverse with the hashtag NPCOMM2017. And it's NPCOMM 2017.
Each year, TechSoup and GrantStation team up and slash the subscription fee for GrantStation for 2 days. The normal annual subscription to GrantStation via TechSoup is $299. During the special promotional period of 2 days, the price comes down to $99. This price is only available on January 31st and February 1st of 2017 to TechSoup registered organizations.
It's time to plan your NTC. N10 just published the presentation schedule for the 2017 Nonprofit Technology Conference. The conference starts on March 23rd, when about 2,000 nonprofit technology-minded people descend on Washington, D.C. for the three-day conference. Go to n10.org/NTC. NTC registration for Birds of a Feather lunch tables is open too. Here's N10's explanation. Every year at the NTC, we create space for fellow Birds of a Feather, like-minded individuals of a similar background or interest, to mix and mingle during lunch. These Birds of a Feather groups are a great way to casually make new connections and talk about shared interests or topics. I will be at the Tech Club Organizers table on Thursday, at the CVCRMers table on Friday, and at the WordPresser table on Saturday of the conference.
This is also a good segue into the reminder that the Do Gooder Awards are accepting your video submissions until February 13th, 2017, at dogooder.tv. C3 Communications and the Nonprofit Technology Network, N10, collaborate on Do Gooder Awards and help honor the best work from people and organizations that are using video to create real impact for important causes. Awards are given in three categories: Funny for Good, Fundraising for Good, and Best Nonprofit Video. The winners will be announced at the Nonprofit Technology Conference end of March.
The Obama Foundation launched their new website powered by WordPress. The Future Presidential Center will be located in Chicago, and it will manage projects both in the city and other places around the world. The website integrates the Typeform service for collecting feedback from citizens on their hopes and dreams, as well as the people and organizations that inspire them. More than a library or a museum, it will be a living, working center for citizenship, President Obama said. That's why we want to hear from you. Tell us what you want this project to be and tell us what's on your mind. We found this news tidbit by Sarah Gooding on WPTavern.com.
January 28th is Data Privacy Day, and discussions on the internet are found with the hashtag PrivacyAware. Mozilla Foundation, Guardian of the Firefox browser, published an article by Danielle Dixon Thayer, Chief Legal and Business Officer. Dixon Thayer writes, "If you are a business or developer that handles user data, you should always be working to create a more trusted relationship with your users around their data. Building trust with your users around that data doesn't have to be complicated, but it does mean that you need to think about user privacy and security in every aspect of your product." Birgit and I have been discussing this topic over the last few weeks relative to online donation systems and software as a service providers in the nonprofit space. Expect a blog post in the near future that will invite you to a conversation. In the meantime, reflect about your donors and the trust they put in you to be a steward not only of their money, but also of their data privacy. This is also a good moment to ask you to subscribe to our e-news list to receive updates on a regular basis.
Speaking of awareness days, Nonprofit Tech for Good's Heather Mansfield released the 2017 Cause Awareness and Giving Day calendar. It's a fantastic resource when you start to map out your editorial calendar. You'll find a list of hashtags as well as links to the various organizations participating in those days. Besides the Privacy Awareness Day, the next upcoming days are February 2nd, World Wetlands Day; February 4th, World Cancer Day; February 13th, World Radio Day; and February 18th, World Whale Day. On our website, mptechprojects.org, we created a public Google calendar with all the dates and instructions on how to integrate it into your own Google calendar. And one of the burning questions we received was, what is a hashtag and how can I get one? As that's a longer conversation, we scheduled a full hour webinar on February 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on how to use hashtags on Twitter and Instagram.
The following is a compilation of questions and comments received in Birgit's inbox. Since many of these are requesting information and recommendations about specific tools and plugins, let's first remember the golden rule, otherwise known as Birgit's rule. Before shopping or reviewing information about any new software, spend the time writing down your requirements. we suggest categorizing your requirements as must-have and like-to-have. Then review compatibility with your current hardware and software. You can write compatible with all or compatible with all except. We describe it as similar to buying something for your automobile. A shiny new carburetor for a Buick might not run well in your Volkswagen.
Yeah, I like this. Buick is rule number 15. Not to distract us furthermore, but after the recording, you need to explain to me what a carburetor is, Jim.
Okay, let's get to one of the questions. My parliamentary unit president wants to try online meetings. Do you have suggestions? We have two ideas to start with. One, Skype, which is free, and interested members could download it to experiment. You could at least hear each other, and you might advance to visual as well. It would give her a taste of how this might work, and it might interest other members. Second idea we have is a private Facebook page for members. We could have discussions via posts and comments, and charts and materials such as JPEGs could be posted. Can you suggest which is the better approach?
Skype would work very well. You might be surprised how many people already use Skype. And I have found it's easy to navigate even for the less technical user. You could use the video portion of it if everyone has decent internet connection, and that's really critical. We use it for customer calls with more than one stakeholder and have found the screen sharing portion to work well for demonstrations and little training segments. Another option is Uber Conference. It's also a free conference call system with an online sharing and file sharing option. We used it with groups of more than 20 people, and it accommodates also participants who only have access to phones at the time of the meeting. A Facebook group is probably good for asynchronous communication and discussion. If you want people at the same time, audio conference calls is probably your best option. Some of the conference calls I participated in via the N10 communities share a Google Doc for collective note-taking. It's quite handy to save time on roll call, as everyone just adds the name and organization to the document, and it offers a method for people to make their opinion known, even if the meeting facilitator needed to move to the next agenda item because of time constraints. It's a very inclusive way to gather community input. I'd be happy to rehearse either option with you so you can decide what you as a facilitator would work best. On a side note here, if it's more like a Q&A type of call, Facebook Live might be a suitable option as the broadcaster is on audio and video and the people watching leave questions in the comment section on Facebook that can be read by the broadcaster. It's definitely suitable with a larger crowd that would go beyond a conference call.
For our next question, here's a question from a volunteer membership chairperson of a local association chapter. I'm looking for a simple CRM for a nonprofit. I wanted to handle annual membership renewals and also just house our mailing lists for members, donors, sponsors, volunteers, etc. Ideally, it would also be able to interface with tools like Eventbrite and MailChimp. And of course, I need it low or no cost. Oh, by the way, I was at a WordCamp and someone mentioned less annoying CRM and also Zoho. Does anything come to mind besides these two? I don't think Zoho has a free version.
Well, here is my list, and I have no idea about less annoying CRM and I have not used Zoho. But there is HubSpot has created a free CRM, but it doesn't integrate with payment and membership renewals. For WordPress, there is Uku People, which is free, but the integration with MailChimp is an add-on for low cost. Also, there are WordPress plugins that are easier to set up, and some of them integrate with MailChimp out of the box, but they don't have the CRM part with it. Chris Lemmer, a renowned WordPress business development consultant, reviewed 30 membership plugins in 2015 and wrote about it on his blog. It's a very interesting reading. When Lemmer reviewed the plugins, he had different criteria than a membership chair of an association would have. So it's worth to formulate a detailed list of feature requirements before heading down the road. Bigot's rule number 15. Or you could go full pro. on your membership administration with CiviCRM. CiviCRM is an open source software and sits on top of WordPress. It does event registrations, CRM, online donation, plus membership renewal reminders and email marketing. You can go and test it on CiviCRM's demo site. I love the everything-in-one-place approach of this software, which makes everything so darn efficient. You might need to beef up your hosting, though, which might be beyond the budget. It's a bit involved to set up initially, but it's quite powerful. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. There are also closed and proprietary systems which have been around for quite a while. One is Wild Apricot, which is free for organizations up to 50 members. For instance, the Southwest Florida Regional Technology Partnership organization uses it. The other one is Member Planet, which also has a free version. They make their money via processing fees. On a side note, on the website techforgoodsouthwestflorida.org, I published a list of 40 nonprofit technology webinars held by 10 nonprofit technology resources for the month of February. On the list is How to Run a Membership Renewal Campaign with CiviCRM by CiviDesk on February 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern. And one last announcement. Next week on February 2nd at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, I'm hosting a webinar on how to handle sponsor information on your WordPress site. Most nonprofit organizations depend on sponsors who are vital to the operation for specific events or for the whole year. This webinar is about how to store sponsor graphics and their website URLs in a central place, categorize them, and then have them appear on specific pages or posts on your website. You also learn to report to your sponsors some numbers like impressions, reach, and click-through rates. All webinars are free of charge for our WP for Good members, our community of nonprofits using WordPress. We provide support for site builders and content producers who want to use WordPress to reach their supporters, donors, and beneficiaries. We also provide peace of mind hosting with a team of techies available 24/7 support. Monthly e-news, webinars, and training videos are part of the members' benefits, as are individual one-on-one conversations with me to talk strategy and process with your communication team.
As a reminder, sign up for our e-news on our website, nbtechprojects.org, to receive notifications on upcoming events and new blog posts. This is also a reminder that you can find details about how you can join for your organization on the WP for Good Club. We're always looking for new members because the more people we have in the room, the smarter we all become. That's it for me. Bye now.
Until the next time, goodbye.